Unity. The state of being one. Oneness. Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. There is no possibility of unity except in relationship with God. There may be pacts or treaties that unite people or countries for a while. However, their differences and self-concern will eventually lead to disunity. We've seen this played out throughout history. World empires have eventually collapsed as they were held together by force, not unity. America, which was formed by different states agreeing on common ground, came together to form the United States. The founders knew that for the Union to continue, it had to minimize the natural forces of disunity and emphasize freedom as the basis for unity. Today, we see freedom being devalued. The result is disunity. We're now obsessed by differences in wealth, race, gender, education, and religion. The differences have always been there and always will be in this age of the world. Freedom comes from Jesus Christ. John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Our country was formed on the basis of Christianity. Christianity is based on the person of Jesus Christ, who gives freedom. The disunity in our country is of spiritual origin. For us to be united, we must individually connect with God, who is one. In Him we find unity. All political efforts for unity will eventually fail because of our differences. Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, and for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. At a purely spiritual level, disunity is especially fatal. The Holy Spirit will not operate in a group where there is disunity. The Holy Spirit came to a group of people in one mind and in one accord. This is another way of saying the group was in unity. We need to understand our dependence on the Holy Spirit for the power to change things. If we are disunited, we prevent the Holy Spirit from accomplishing the will of God. What is the will of God? That God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That no one should be lost. That every creature be preached to and receive Christ Jesus. Satan is defeated. The enemy in Christianity is us. We must put down our differences in style and emphasis and unite under the cross of Christ to preach the gospel, the nearly too good to be true news. Ephesians 4:3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We have to work at it. But the reward is manifestation of the supernatural power of God through the Holy Spirit in us, our groups and in our churches, in our communities and in our government. The power of partnership is a study that is available on this site.